What's Up Loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Good Lord. How do you even describe the events of a weekend like that? That's not a lot happy to talk about. I mean, I feel like most people I know were glued to either TV or their phones or TV and their phones because the Hill Country floods are just one of the worst things that I've seen. Just absolutely horrible stuff. I know that a lot of people have been talking about, okay, well, what are we supposed to do to be able
because you feel so helpless.
Yeah.
It's weather related and in some cases still happening.
Yeah. You know, and I feel like they've got about every type of search and rescue team that there is in the state of Texas and outside the state of Texas.
Yeah. Did you see that story about the Coast Guard rescue swimmer?
I don't know that I did.
Petty Officer Scott Ruskin. He saved 165 victims personally.
165?
Someone said that might be a record, but they weren't.
165?
165. First rescue mission of his career.
That would. That's insane. I mean, that's the kind of numbers of people that were in. That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, like over 800 people have been saved. People are still missing. Children are still missing. So the relief efforts are obviously ongoing. Salvation Army. Boots on the ground.
Yes.
They show up when our neighbors need help. They've been there since the 4th of July. They've been providing meals, providing comfort, doing everything it is that they do. And now they are giving you a way to give back, because I know that's one thing that everybody looks at and thinks, well, how can we get involved? How can we help?
Yeah.
Right now, you can give if you are so inclined. And we have that information on our website.
Yeah, thebullhouston.com. If you go there, we've got links up. And we will we'll probably dive into this more as the show goes on. But thank you for being here. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, let's talk Miranda Lambert.
Yes.
She is stepping up once again to help her home state of Texas.
Yes, she is.
Mobilizing Mutt Nation Foundation after the deadly flash floods from this weekend. So she posted a video online where she said this.
I just want to jump on here and say how devastated we are to hear about the floods in South and Central Texas. I can't even come up with any words for the loss that everybody's suffering. Mutt Nation Foundation is working really closely with Kerrville Pets Alive as we speak to try to get more info and figure out where the needs are to support the pet community and pet owners in this disaster. So y'all join with us and try to help out as much as you can and keep sending prayers, and I'll keep you posted.
Oh, man, good for her. That's amazing.
She says she will keep sharing updates and encourage fans to send love, prayers, and support however they can. If you would like to donate, you can at muttnation.com. Now, speaking of donations, let's talk about the Houston Texans.
Yes.
They announced that they would be donating $500,000 to the cause.
That, I mean, honestly, that's a big number, especially right out of the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the jump.
Yes.
Like, that's really incredible.
We are heartbroken by the loss and damage that our neighbors in the Texas Hill Country have endured. We are especially devastated to hear about the children who are still missing, and we are praying they are reunited with their families soon. Mm. Our hearts will remain with everyone affected, and in addition to our donation, we'll continue to support the search, rescue, and recovery efforts in the coming weeks. That was Saturday. Then Sunday, the Cowboys announced they would match the donation.
Beautiful.
So you went from $500,000 to $1 million. And then the NFL came to the table with another $500,000, which is $1.5 million.
I really don't know. I cannot begin to quantify how much money they are going to need up there to even get things. I don't want to say back to door. Just get things even out of disaster zone. J.J. Watt. Story from them. And I kept hearing stuff about this restaurant in Kerrville, which I've never been to, Grape Juice. But it sounds like an incredible organization. They flipped everything they were doing to start just doing meals for first responders and community members in need. They just like basically, they're a venue. They had a concert planned that weekend. They stopped everything. J.J. Watt heard about them as well, dropped $100,000 to basically make sure they could keep up and running for another, however long, $100,000 again, which I imagine is a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people come to the table.
Yes.
Which is what is needed. And we still have the opportunity for you guys to donate. I know we just talked about that, but if you go to thebowlhouston.com, there is a way you can make a difference today.
So the Salvation Army, they're out there and have been since the 4th of July, since the flooding started. And they have their emergency disaster services on location. They're accepting donations. They will give them to all the counties affected. And they're great stewards of donations, whether that's money or in-kind donations. We love working with the Salvation Army.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all the info posted on the website, thebowlhouston.com. So go and check it out. If you feel so led, you can make a monetary donation, or there will be other ways to give in the coming days.
I'm sure there will be. I will try to keep you updated on as many as we can. I know coming back from the weekend, there's probably going to be a lot of these popping up. But yeah, we'll have everything on our website, thebowlhouston.com.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Remember, the Money Minute, it's a game we play every weekday before 8:30. It's your chance to win $100 cash by answering 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. Now, because that's a bit daunting, we do give you a free answer every day. Today, it's Law & Order SVU.
A fantastic television program. Good Lord,
yes. Marsha Hargitay Day forever.
Yes.
So now you only need to come up with 9 answers to win the money. Mm-hmm. Oh, and of course, sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
He's fresh back from Jamaica.
I'm back from Jamaica.
I detect a little bit of a tan, which is...
It's a burn that turned into somewhat of a tan. I don't...
Good.
Yeah, I mean...
Rested.
I got that Irish skin, man. Hey, so hey. As long as I don't come home like all like peeling and everything, I'm good. But I overdid it the first day.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I blame my wife. My wife's like, come on. Because we, you know, we had a pool right there below our room that had a bar in it, and the bar is shaded.
Good Lord.
I like to sit in the shaded part because that's where the alcohol is.
That wasn't even enough.
Well, and my wife gets a drink and then goes stands out. She's Italian, so she tans.
Yeah.
She's like, no, come on, stand out here with me. I said, okay. Oh. And then, like, by Tuesday night, I'm like,
dangerous game.
Lobster, man. Yeah, but it's good. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Jamaica was good.
Yeah.
Got to keep somewhat in tune with what's going on back here in the States.
Yeah.
Sports-wise.
So let's talk about that because the Astros are like, somebody just lit them on fire.
They're the best thing going today, man.
Richard,
if you're listening.
Yeah.
They're the best thing going today.
The best thing in baseball.
Richard's the listener who hits me on Twitter anytime I say something negative about the Astros. Mm-hmm. There's been very little negative to say.
There's nothing negative for the last 3 series.
They swept the Dodgers. It was awesome. They kicked the Dodgers in the teeth. They went to L.A. They went into their house and flipped over all the furniture and then just walked out. 29-6 they outscored them in this series.
It was so bad in the first game, which was like, I mean, like just a offensive, I mean, I forgot what it was. 18 to 1. It got about 4 or 5 innings before Oral Hershiser, famous Dodger, now yapper, professional yapper.
Yeah, he's their color analyst on their broadcast.
He decided that he was going to speculate that somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow the Astros.
But you know they clearly are cheating because they're beating us.
I can recite a chapter and verse because I watched the clip no fewer than 10 times
go ahead.
The beach.
Yes.
He said, "I don't mean to rip open some old wounds here, but it seems like they know exactly what's coming here. What they're up at the plate."
Yeah. Right. Maybe your pitching sucks.
Yeah. Or maybe the Astros are starting to hit a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe they can actually. You know,
yeah. Like,
what do you want?
18-1. The best part about that game, it was on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And they did fireworks after the game in Dodger Stadium.
Oh.
If you're a Dodger fan who wanted to go there to watch the fireworks, if you had little kids that wanted to watch the fireworks,
shoved right in your face,
they had to sit there and take it for 9 innings, getting beat 18-1. More often than not, you get beat 18-1. If you're losing like 11-1 in the 6th inning, I don't know about you guys, I'm out the door. I got a show to do the next day.
Yeah.
You know? They had to stay and sit there and watch. And I would, if I was there and I was sitting next to them and they're just like their heads down, I would have picked up their head and said, "Look, you watch. You watch.
Just
look
peel
what's
their
happening."
Eyes back.
Yeah, I said, "You watch." Because they, of all the fan bases that have still been jerky about the whole trash can thing back
really,
in 2017,
really
they
unique.
Cannot turn the page.
No, they can't.
They
can't
cannot turn the page. You won a World Series last year. Get over it.
But they're still talking about it.
They've won 2 World Series since then.
You still won't let it go.
Now, one doesn't count because they won it in COVID.
Yeah.
They won it in a stadium that I think was their stadium with a bunch of cardboard cutout fan. Literally cardboard
this.
Cutout
I
fans.
Remember this. Very strange.
So I choose not to count that one. If the Astros had won it, I'd be wearing my T-shirt from that. But the Dodgers won it, so it don't count.
So fingers crossed we carry this on, because that's been a nice little stretch of baseball.
It's been a good stretch of baseball. They had the best record in baseball in the month of June. They're off to a great start in July. They're up 7 games in the division. They're 20 games over 500. And probably the most impressive thing is if they do go on to go to the World Series this year, chances are they're going to play the Dodgers, the Phillies, or the Cubs. Those are the three teams winning the division.
And they smoked ball.
They just went 8-1 against those three teams.
That's not bad.
That's good. So be happy. And you know who's coming to town? Cleveland.
Easy.
They've lost 10 in a row. I was listening to Cleveland radio on the way in just to do a little advanced scouting.
Why?
They have a good morning show up there. They do. I don't want to besmirch our Odyssey brothers.
Right.
But I was listening to the morning show on their sports station. Boy, they are a downtrodden bunch. I mean, they got the Browns already. That's your downtrodden. That's your football team.
Their
baseball team has lost 10 in a row, and they've scored 15 runs in the 10 games.
Dude, you know,
if I may remind you, from 30 seconds ago, the Astros scored 18 in one game.
You know,
on Friday last week.
They should be very used to this as being, from Cleveland.
It's
not a new.
That's true.
Sean. Experience.
That's true. I'd be a little more upset because we're not used to that here.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, man. It's good to see you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you in a bit.
All right.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Monster trucks.
Yes.
Hot Wheels. Who wants to go?
Everyone does. I'm jacked that we have these to give away. These are 4-packs, right?
Yep. Toyota Center, July 19th and 20th.
Yes.
We have tickets to the 7:30 p.m. show on the 19th, courtesy of Toyota Center.
Now, follow me on this. And by the way, 713-881-5500 is the phone number if you want to win them.
It's glow in the dark.
Of course it is. I have a very specific memory associated with Hot Wheels, and I'm betting a lot of you guys do too. And that is being the very best, or close to the very best, McDonald's Happy Meal toy. Like, legendary.
It was up there. Yeah. See, that was at the time where you could still do the boy and girl toy.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would opt for the girl toy, which was the Barbie.
Yes.
Which was also awesome.
Also legendary. But this was the golden age.
That was like the best combo.
The golden age of Happy Meals toys. But that said, there were a lot of really outstanding Happy Meals toys during that era.
Oh, iconic. Now, they weren't all winners. They were not all winners.
There were some real duds.
There were some recalls, memory serves.
There were some real duds.
So we're going to take that and we're going to turn it into trivia.
Yes, we are. That is the game. And if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll ask you a couple of questions about McDonald's.
Yeah, we're going to...
Happy Meals.
We're
going to
test your knowledge of the golden arches and plastic treasures.
Exactly. And one of you is going to walk away with these tickets to Hot Wheels Live at Toyota Center. Hit us up. We'll get you guys on the phone coming up next.
100.3 The Bull, Frito and Katie. Testing your knowledge of Happy Meal toys.
Let's take a
throughout the ages.
Take a long trip back,
because they used to be good.
They
used to be great.
Yeah, I good is a real understatement. They were popping, is what they were. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mindy.
Mindy, did you have a favorite Happy Meals toy growing up? Is there one that still sticks out in your memory?
Oh, I'm terrible. My memory's terrible. So no, probably not.
This is going to be a rough go of it then, Mindy.
You don't know that for sure, Mindy.
This is going to be a rough go.
You don't know that for sure.
It'll be fine. It's Monday. I'll make it.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to give you 3 trivia questions, but you only have to get 2 of them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they will have multiple choice, so that will help you out.
Yes, it will.
Even further.
Yeah.
So let's dive in.
Let's go.
Okay, Mindy, in 1986, things got a little spooky when McDonald's used Halloween pails instead of their traditional Happy Meal boxes.
Wow!
Those pails were known as what? They also came back
semi-recently. Off the jump.
What were they called?
Yeah, see, I have no idea.
Nothing? You really? No. Really?
They all had names. McBoo, McPunkin, McGoblin.
Yeah, you don't remember this at all?
All of them together were what?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
I remember the pails. I remember the pails. I don't remember the name.
You don't remember what they're called.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's
no problem. No problem. That's okay. You had one
you
to miss.
You got two more.
Let's get back to it.
Okay, Mindy. This 1997 Happy Meal collection wowed kids with toys featuring brushable tails and manes.
Oh, come on.
Intricate decals and heads that turned.
Oh, my.
From what popular toy turned animated series?
My Little Pony.
Yes! Yes! Okay. So, but despite
I think I still have one of those, by the way.
Again, we're just two in, and each one of these I absolutely concretely remember. And Mindy, even though you don't, you're one away from getting the W today, which is impressive. Let's finish this thing.
Okay, what made the original McNugget Buddies so unique and fun to collect? Was it A, they had tiny voice boxes? B, their costumes were mix and match? C, they came with real dipping sauce? Or D, each one was a different flavor?
Oh, my Lord. A. I have no idea.
Oh, it wasn't the voice boxes. No, Mindy, no.
Mindy, we are so sorry, but thank you for playing. You got right up to the line. Fine. Better luck next
That's
time, hilarious. My friend.
Well, what was the answer?
Now, okay, we're going to use that again, Mindy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you want to play, call us. Get Maury on the phone next. Frito and Katie, under point three, the Bull, having some fun with Happy Meals toys, because we're giving away 4 packs tickets to Hot Wheels.
And that's what you did. You had fun with Happy Meals toys.
So much fun. They were the best. But how well do we remember the all-time goats? Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Emilio.
Emilio, I feel like you had a couple of good experiences with Happy Meals toys back in the day.
I hope you did.
I feel like you're the guy. do you have any that you particularly remember fondly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Okay, hey.
Not specifically.
No, all right. Let's just see if you can win these Hot Wheels tickets.
Maybe it'll all come flooding back to you.
Yes, maybe it will.
That's what we're hoping for. Mm-hmm. So we got 3 trivia questions for you, all related to Happy Meals toys throughout the ages. Gonna need you to get 2 of them in order to win your 4-pack of tickets to see Monster Truck Hot Wheels out at Toyota Center. Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready.
Okay, first up. In 1986, things got a little spooky when McDonald's used Halloween pails instead of their traditional Happy Meal boxes. Those pails were known as what?
Boo buckets.
Yes.
That's where
the
it's at.
The boo buckets.
The boo buckets. The
do you remember those,
buckets,
Emilio?
Dude.
I do. And then they had them out a couple, I think last year, too.
Yes.
Too many of them.
Yes,
right.
They
came back around because they were the perfect thing to give away.
And all the adults were like, we got to get these. Oh. And kids were like, what? What is wrong with you?
Amazing. All right. So
I mean, they didn't complain. They got McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. He's one away from the W.
Okay, Emilio, this 1997 Happy Meal collection wowed kids with toys featuring brushable tails and manes, intricate decals, and heads that could actually turn. From what popular toy turned animated series?
My Little Pony.
That's simple. Got it. That's simple.
And just for fun, Emilio, what made the original McNugget Buddies so unique and fun to collect? A, they had tiny voice boxes. B, their costumes were mix and match. C, they came with real dipping sauce. Or D, each one was a different flavor.
I believe it's B.
They were mix and match.
Look at you. Look at you.
The McNugget Buds were my faves.
Absolutely correct. The McNugget Buddies still.
And they did all the Halloween ones. Like,
Yeah.
Man, McDonald's and Halloween.
Those go together like double cheese and small fry. All right, my man. You win. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you to go see Hot Wheels live over at Toyota Center. Hang on the line, okay?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Tim, man, really hope we can help you out with this Kendra situation.
Jeez, guys, I mean, me too. I feel like a complete idiot. Like, I really just want the opportunity to just apologize to, you know, the whole thing. Like, there's no way around it. It just sucks. It just sucks.
Wow.
Colorful.
Which is somewhat surprising, given the email you sent just said you got arrested on the date.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, that did occur.
Okay, now we're going to circle back to that.
What?
This was the first time y'all went out? Like,
no, but I almost wish it was. I mean, this is just so much worse.
How do you figure?
Well, have you guys been dating for a while? Or?
No, not really a while. I mean, we've been out on a few dates, let's say. But, I mean, they were some freaking amazing dates, though, you know?
I mean, that's always good. What all did y'all do?
It was more like, what didn't we do? It was just her. I mean, she is just perfect.
Aww.
It was kind of a setup type situation. Like, I met her through some friends. I don't know what I was expecting her to be, but it wasn't that. I'm serious. Physically, personality, okay. She's got it.
All right. Okay.
I love that.
You know, we have similar backgrounds. We both got out of relationships pretty recently. I mean, shoot, I was into her from the minute I laid eyes on her.
One of these. Aww. But, like, cut to the chase. How did you get arrested?
Hey!
Let's just go right to it.
That.
Well, it's not a great story. I mean, it honestly, is. The takeaway is pay your tickets, you know?
Oh.
It's dumb. I guess also don't speed kids. Like, because
right.
That's what got me.
Right.
I got pulled over on the way to dinner with her, and little did I know I had an outstanding warrant. So, yeah, in I went.
Yikes.
All right.
How did she handle that?
Yes.
About as well as you're probably thinking.
Got it.
So not, yeah. Okay.
She was annoyed when I got pulled over. I mean, I get it. That's an awkward thing to happen on a date.
Yeah, kind of.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, yeah, like, I'll just call it what it is. It absolutely sucks. And so after that, I feel like I blew my chances with her. She's constantly busy now. Like, she can't find any time to see me. Mm-hmm. I guess that could be true, but there'd be some time, someday she could carve out if she were really into me, right?
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like the whole situation must have freaked her out.
Well, that's understandable, though, right? Like, how are you planning on dealing with that?
I don't know. I just... Oops. Like, my bad.
What? You think that's your plan? You think that's going to work?
Like, dude.
Whoops.
I mean, what else am I supposed to do? I wasn't running, like, some kind of underground crime ring or anything. I wasn't caught up with my secret hoard of drugs. It just
okay.
Being like,
right.
I got caught up in some red tape. I forgot to pay a fine. It's nothing in the grand scheme of things. I get I have to clean it up. But she's acting like I've been sentenced to 15 years in Siberia or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just so we're clear, you don't. You don't actually have a hoard of drugs, right? You said secret hoard of drugs.
That doesn't exist.
How secret is the hoard of drugs?
Please.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a hoard of drugs.
Okay. All right.
Secret or otherwise.
Phew.
That is good. Check it off the list. Good.
No, I'm a pretty boring person, honestly, minus, you know, some speeding tickets. And getting arrested that one time.
Sounds good. Let's call Kendra. We're going to see what we can do. That's coming up next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Tim?
Went to jail. I would think that's a show killer, right? You're not coming back from that. Doesn't matter what.
Oh, no. I think it's going to be great for the show.
But,
I think it's a date killer.
Yeah, there.
Yeah,
yes,
so
absolutely.
That's definitely why Kendra hasn't called back. She's
yes.
Wondering, like, what else this guy's done?
Exactly.
Like, she's not going to believe it's just speeding. It's just, oh, I didn't pay a fine.
They finally caught the tater.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, it's unreal.
But you know what? Let's get her on the phone, hear her side of things. Hey, is this Kendra?
Yeah. Hi. What's up?
Well, don't freak out. We're Frito and Katie, by the way, for The Bull. And we are calling to hopefully reconnect you with Tim. It seems like y'all did not have a good time last time you went out. But, you know, maybe there's some hope here.
Well, no,
don't freak out. I feel bad. I'm shocked, embarrassed. Honestly, I just think we're perfect for each other. And I don't want to let something like this get in the way.
Oh. No, Tim, we have been over that.
Over what?
Not letting the whole going to jail for unpaid parking tickets thing, or?
No, over the being perfect for each other thing. It's such a red flag for me.
Wait, which part?
Yeah, I'm lost too.
Look, I mean, he seems really great. I mean, he says the right things. He's attentive. He's extremely attentive. Tim, on paper, he is like everything I've been looking for. And that would be amazing. But, I mean, he said as much on more than one occasion.
Hold on. He said he's everything you're looking for, like, you know, like as a joke or?
No. I mean, he actually said that I'm everything that he's looking for, but, you know, tomato, potato, same diff,
you know? No. Those are very different things. but I mean, that kind of sounds great.
Or no,
obviously.
Is there a reason why that doesn't sound great, that maybe we're just not understanding?
Okay, so it's like really love bombing? I don't know.
What?
Tim is love bombing me, and it's just too much. I mean, it's just, for me, it's this huge red flag.
What?
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
I love bombed you?
Yeah, I,
love bombed.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry. There's no way that's a real thing.
Oh, it is. It is absolutely a real thing. And it just perfectly describes your behavior, Tim. I just, like, to a T.
Oh, boy.
But that's how I feel. You want me to be less attentive? Is that it? I mean, I just don't get it.
Look, Tim, don't play dumb. People who do the love bombing thing, they're super good at it. It's the flattery. It's this form of manipulation. It's like...
What?
It's like the way that people convince people to join a cult.
A cult?
You think I'm trying to convince you to join a cult?
Well, this segment has...
No.
Wow.
No, not exactly. It's just... It's the same method that people use, you know? You're trying really hard to paint the picture of this perfect guy, and it's just not. It's not you. It's not authentic, right? It's just fake. And I want somebody real, you know? It's like whenever you find someone who's being too nice, or they're saying all the right things, or they're just, I don't know, it just being stupid, like too good to be true, you know? And that's love bombing. It's super toxic.
Oh, if it seems too good to be true, it is.
Right. I'm sorry.
But is it?
Yes. Is that really that bad?
What if you just hit it off?
Yes. I mean, obviously, he's a total narcissist.
Oh, my God.
He's trying to convince me to depend on him for my self-worth. You know, as easily as he gives it, he's going to take it away. I'm telling you. But look. Listen, you guys, I got other stuff to do this morning, and I just want to say to any woman out there on this planet, if you are dating a guy who is overly complimentary and who goes out of his way to meet your needs,
right.
He deletes his apps and says he wants to date you seriously,
right.
bring you home to meet his mom.
Marry him?
and you just, you feel completely overwhelmed. Listen, you got to cut it off or talk to him about boundaries, girl. Dial it.
I give up.
Seriously.
I give up.
You got to dial it back because you have every right to be suspicious.
Whoa.
I mean, look at Tim.
Right.
He presented as the perfect gentleman.
Right.
And then he gets arrested on our date.
Well, that's fair.
Like, yeah, you're not wrong.
What else is he hiding?
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm just not down to find out what the skeleton in his closet is.
Okay, well, Kendra, okay.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah. Look, Tim, we're sorry about all that. Thanks for being on today. And
on the bright side,
right?
We all learned a new word today.
Yes, we did. thanks, buddy.
You know, all joking aside, just because we've not experienced something, or I've not experienced something, it doesn't mean there's nothing to it.
That's fair. This could be a gigantic red flag.
Or is it just something that you have experience with? I mean, it's got to be a certain kind of person that would do it. I wouldn't have thought it was old boy there on our conversation with him.
Is that enough? Is that enough? What we have here to just
But is that something that you have seen, that you have lived through? I mean, I'm fascinated by this concept now because I wanted to write it off. I don't know that you can. I think is it just too much too fast?
Maybe.
Like they come on way too strong. I mean, instant attraction does exist.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'd be really interested to hear y'all's thoughts. I'd be really interested to hear your stories. Talk to y'all next. Freedom Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Love bombing.
Yeah.
Real fake.
If you got story, please. Like it sounds.
I'm confused.
That might be the best way to describe it. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Okay. First of all, the love bombing thing is 100% a thing. There is tons and tons of podcasts out there where women experience the exact same thing that she's talking about. I'm 100% addicted to them, so I've listened to so many. There's one that's called Something is Wrong, and it's your gut telling you to listen to it. And, I mean, it is extreme. And now that I know it's a term, like, I'm more conscientious of when I look at people and what they're doing, and it is 100% a thing.
So it's made you skeptical, like knowing about it.
So listening to all of this and really just taking all of this in, what are those signs?
Yeah.
Like when you're looking for someone who's doing this, what are they doing?
Exactly what she says is they're the people that can read the room and say exactly what they need to. They do a deeper dive into you and they realize what you like and what you don't like and they feed into all of that and they. I mean, there are some women that have been on these dating apps forever, and they tell you some women overshare information, and so they feed off of that.
So they would find out everything about you, and then they would pretend
to be into those things?
Is that it?
Yes, yes. And like she said, the over-complimentary, the going out of their way. I mean, most people, I like to believe, are genuine and will do those things, but there are some that are just, again, too good to be true, and 9 out of 10 times, I mean, it ends up being exactly that.
9 out of 10 times? So, yeah. Is it possible that he just really does like all the stuff? I mean, you heard it. Do you think that's what this is?
I mean, I don't know unless you see them in person. I would hate to put that label on him. But as far as, like, what she's feeling and the love bombing thing, like, that's 100% real.
Okay.
So the idea is real. Maybe not applicable to this situation, but if her gut is telling her to run, then
her gut is telling her to run. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Listen. Okay. You listen.
We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I mean, I think that love bombing is a thing, but also, like, I would want my man to, you know, give me random compliments. I've had 2 kids. I am exhausted. I work a full-time job. I'm a full-time student and I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I look like poop all the time, every day. Like there's no in between anymore. And when my husband randomly tells me how much he loves me and like that I look beautiful, even though I know like my hair is a messy bun, like that makes me feel better about myself.
I mean, that is the behavior you
want.
I
love that you mentioned that because I was thinking that too. I think women, just in general, I think we're so starved for compliments. If someone starts giving you them, we don't know how to react. I mean, you see it with other women. When someone says they like your shoes or they like your hair, what's the first thing you say? Oh, I haven't showered in, you know, X amount of
you think
days. Or,
wrong
oh,
with,
I got on Amazon.
What's wrong with them?
No, you have to explain it away because, again, you're not worthy of that compliment.
Yeah.
So it's like, how many do you have to receive before you start to go, whoa, this guy is love bombing me? 2?
It might not be a high threshold. It might be something that's so out of the ordinary. You're like,
yes,
holy crap, this is alarming.
Because it's just in general, being compliment is random.
Yeah.
My ex was, I wouldn't say my ex was a love bomber, but he definitely, like, he used me at my low. Like, he used me whenever my mom first got diagnosed with cancer. Things weren't looking very good.
Right.
And so he used that to his advantage and emotionally manipulated me. And so he would be like, oh, come on, tell me you love me. Like, you know you love me. And I'm just like, I don't know if I do, but okay. But so then whenever I got with my husband, like, everything happened so fast. Like, I was not looking for a relationship. I was, you know, starting college, and I was like, I just want to live my best life.
Yeah.
And, if, I mean, now here we are, 8 years together. I've been helping raise his oldest son, who just turned 9. We've been together for 8 years, and we have 2 kids of our own, and I don't regret a single thing.
Love to see it. Yeah. I'd love to see it. And again, I'm not discounting the fact your gut is telling you something weird. Maybe, you know, you listen to
it. Yeah, women's intuition is very much a thing. But I would hate to think that there are a lot of women out there that are writing off guys they just have an instant connection with.
Yeah.
And putting them in this group
this box
of love bombing.
Of a sociopath.
Which is that you would want your man to treat you as well as he apparently was treating her. Like, I would want my husband to always treat me like that. I don't want him to just randomly one day just stop everything. Like, just because we're married, you still have to, you know, pretend like you're dating or everything just
doesn't work.
It's gotta
relationships
fall apart.
Work. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting stuff to keep in mind. I thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the Bull, obviously all of our thoughts are going to be with the Hill Country and with Central Texas in general. I mean, honestly, probably for a very long time. And I know one of the questions everyone has is how can I help?
What can we do?
Yeah, exactly. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm with the city of Kima, and I just wanted to let the Houstonians know that we are doing a donation drive down here at City Hall if anybody's interested.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about it. What have y'all put together? How can people contribute?
We have an 18-wheeler that was donated to us parked out here in front of our city hall at 1401 Highway 146 in Kima. And we are accepting all kinds of donations. We're going to be here from 8 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock tonight or until we fill the truck. We'll be here again tomorrow if we still need openings. We're going to move the truck out on Wednesday or as soon as it's full.
Okay, what kind of stuff are we looking for?
Yeah, do y'all have a line to anyone out there with specific needs that they've cited?
No, I mean, we're our city administrator and our police chief are in contact with Kerrville's city administrator and chief, and they're just looking for everything, a pet food, baby food, clothes, toiletries, work gloves. We're looking for work gloves here for our people to help get it in, water, food, just anything that anybody wanted to donate, we are willing to take.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you've got this posted somewhere online.
Yes, ma'am. It's on our website, which is City of Kima.
Okay.
Perfect.
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And best of luck. I know that's going to go a long way. All right.
We appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Now, if you're too far away or you don't know what's needed or what to give, you can always jump over to our website.
Yeah, so we're working with the Salvation Army. They are out there, boots on the ground. They're providing emergency aid, food, drinks, emotional and spiritual care, and critical supplies to not only the survivors, but our rescue workers that are out there. So by making a financial donation, you can help make all of the life-saving services that they provide possible as they bring hope to those in need. So find out more, make your donations, thebullhouston.com.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Claire, welcome to the Money Minute. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you, Frito?
I'm good. Katie, are we good?
We're very good.
Okay, I asked because maybe the quiz. Look, it doesn't matter. I shouldn't say that mood affects the quiz whatsoever.
My mood? What are you talking
Anyone's
about?
Anyone's mood. Anyone.
Moody?
That's why. No one's moody.
What's
no
your
one's
problem,
mood.
Man? I'm moody now.
Okay, that making it worse. So, you need to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. That is the bar.
Okay.
You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we'll come around to those at the end if we have time. Just, you can't change answers once you give them. That's really the only thing that's important. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
All right, Claire's ready.
What is a male duck called?
Pass.
What do you call a volcano that's not currently erupting?
Pass.
What is the longest running primetime live action scripted show?
Law and Order, SVU.
What vegetable is used to make French fries?
Potatoes.
Who won the 2008 U.S. presidential election?
Obama.
How do you determine the age of a tree?
The rings.
Mm-hmm. What is the name of the river that flows through Egypt?
Nile.
What is a blue moon? A blue moon.
A full moon?
Biology is the study of what?
Science.
The Man in the Yellow Hat is a character from what kid series? The Man in the Yellow Hat.
Curious George.
Okay, what is it Mel Duck called?
We got through all 10.
We did.
We got through all 10. How did she do?
She did great. Okay, so let's go through it. So what is a male duck called?
Mallard. Right? Is it Mallard?
Mallard.
Or a drake?
A drake. Okay, all right. Drake? Yes.
What do you call a volcano that's not currently erupting?
Dormant.
Okay.
Dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then you got all of those in a row. What is a blue moon? I will accept a full moon. It's the second full moon in 1 month.
Oh, okay.
Also would have accepted a beer. That's very tasty.
Hell of a little streak there.
Biology is the study of what? You said science, which also I would probably have accepted. Could have said something else, like just life or...
Yeah.
I probably would have given that to you. But yeah, well done.
Claire, I think we need to get you back in the pile. Sign up for a repeat performance.
Redemption.
TheBullHouston.com/contest. Coming up, the Space Cowboys are going to be doing Christmas in July.
Yes.
Which sounds amazing.
They are. July 18th. It's the first game out of the All-Star break. They're going to have holiday lights along with a tacky Christmas sweater jersey giveaway.
I mean, tell me
plus
that's
post-game fireworks.
The best thing ever for the middle of the summer. And I don't know if you guys, you don't know this about us, but we have a full list of Christmas-themed games that we do every single year.
Probably not surprising.
Shocking to zero people.
Game.
With that said, why not just commit to Christmas in July this week?
That's a really cool jersey, by the way.
I'm going to need that merch. I'm absolutely going to need that merch.
It's a jersey, so it's like short-sleeved.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to actually wear a sweater out there, but you could if you wanted. This is for 4 tickets.
Oh, nice.
If you want to go see the Space Cowboys at Constellation Field. And not really a Christmas game. It's like more Christmas adjacent.
Yes.
We did Nostalgic Sounds last week.
Right.
And so it got us kind of just working our way through jingles and things.
Mm-hmm.
And jingle bells. Jingle hell.
Jingle hell.
Just going to give you some jingles.
Look, 713.
We get there eventually.
881-5500. We will walk you through this coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. If you want to go to Christmas in July at a Constellation Field, now is your time to call us.
Now is your time to shine, because we are going to play a round of Jingle Bell, Jingle Hell. Now, again, Katie mentioned this is Christmas adjacent. It is.
Yeah, we're decking the halls with vows of absurdity.
Marketing messaging, basically. We're testing how well you know your famous jingles. So let's meet our first contestant this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Irma.
Are you ready to play Jingle Bell, Jingle Hell?
Let's try.
Okay, Irma, we're going to give you a famous jingle or slogan from a very well-known ad campaign, but just a piece of it, okay? So it is your job to passionately and hopefully very dramatically finish the thing, okay? Like chest-thumping commercial audition energy.
Exactly.
That's what we're looking for.
Go big, Irma. Go as big as you possibly can.
Go big or go home.
Let's try.
Okay, Irma, first up. The best part of waking up. Can you finish the jingle?
It's cold. The best part of waking up is... I don't know.
No! No!
The best part of waking up is... Kellogg's. Oh, sorry.
You know what? No, that's Kellogg's is not a bad. It's not a bad place to start for that.
Kellogg's is delightful.
All right, moving on.
How about this one, Irma? Who gets carpets cleaner?
Yes.
Carpet master. I don't know. I don't have carpet.
Irma. better luck next time.
Dang it.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Austin from the Woodlands.
Austin from the Woodlands, let's go. It's Jingle Bell or Jingle Hell.
Okay, there's no or. It's all Jingle Hell. The jingles that haunt your childhood. Austin, we're going to give you a part of a jingle, and your job is to complete it, okay? Or pick up where we've left off. Now, if you can get two of three, you will win this four-pack to Christmas in July at Consolation Field. First up.
All right.
The best part of waking up.
Is breakfast in your cup.
Not breakfast.
Folgers in your cup. Crap.
I'll allow it if you sing it. I was hoping you'd sing it, but that's okay. That's a point. We'll count it. That's a point. That's a point. Okay.
I'll sing the next one.
Who gets carpets cleaner?
Oh, man. It's Stanley Steamer.
Are you going to sing it?
I don't really remember how it goes.
Stanley Steamer gets carpet cleaner.
That's two for two. Do you want to try for perfection today?
I do. And if you don't sing this one, if you don't sing this one, Austin, I'm just going to hang up on you.
Really? Okay.
Oh,
God. I have a structured settlement.
Oh.
And I need cash now.
Austin, please do not disappoint us, Austin.
Oh, my gosh. I know this one, too.
Yes, you do. Everyone knows this one. Everyone knows structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Hell to the yes. 877-CASH-NOW. I gave you the opera one to listen to for this. My favorite.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Love it.
Austin, that is how you do it with Jingle Bell, Jingle Hell. And it's gonna get real frosty. I hope you have a nice Christmas sweater baseball jersey. Oh, wait.
You're going to be getting one.
Yes, you are.
July 18th.
Constellation Field, the Space Cowboys.
They're hooking you up.
Yeah, Christmas in July. Hang on the line, and we'll get you set up, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Frito, Katie, the Bull.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Let's talk about NBA trades and why they take an entire calendar year to finally get finalized.
Yeah. I feel like when we talked about the Kevin Durant trade getting agreed to.
That was, what, two weeks ago?
It's like the Obama administration.
It feels like it's forever.
Yeah, it was right after the it was the day of Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
That's right.
Remember that? We being Houston, the Rockets, chose to dominate the news cycle on the day of the decisive game of the season.
Because, quite frankly, this was way more interesting.
Than the NBA Finals.
But that said, I assumed, it's done. It was not done.
Well, the way it works in the NBA, they agreed to it, but they can't consummate it.
Yeah.
Until the league year starts, which is July the 6th. It's a really silly administrative.
Okay, so basically,
it's why on NBA draft night. These trades have already been agreed to about draft picks.
Yeah.
It's why the Rockets had the 10th pick in the draft, but they agreed to send it to Phoenix in the Kevin Durant trade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the draft happened a week and a half ago before this trade was officially consummated.
Right.
So the night of the draft, we all knew it was Phoenix's pick now that was, part of the trade. But the kid who got drafted, I forget his name, he's from Duke, he had to put on a Rocket hat. Even though we all knew he's going to be going to Phoenix.
They still had to go through the motions.
It's silly stuff. So here's what happened.
Okay.
Here's what happened in the 2 weeks since the trade between Phoenix and the Rockets was agreed to. Is they just basically decided to say, hey, if anybody else wants to jump in and swap some things, we need some help to make the salaries work and everything.
Yeah, we got some opportunities for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. They were like the... They were like the people coming up to me and Amy at the resort we were just at in Jamaica.
No, those are different opportunities.
Hey, let me tell you about the Marriott Vacation Club. That's and there were five other sucker teams that said, okay, yeah, let's jump in.
Let's get a piece of this.
It ended up being there were seven teams that got sucked into this timeshare.
Seven.
Let the record reflect that the Pendergasts were not one of them.
Seven
either
teams.
In Jamaica or in this trade.
The whole NBA is in on
seven
it now.
Seven teams. That is a fourth of the league is part of this trade. Now, at the end of the day, this is all Rocket fans need to know. Two things.
Yes.
Kevin Durant's still coming.
Yes.
Jalen Green's still going.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest part. The rest of it is all just shrapnel. You know, it's a, they, the Timberwolves are in there. The Lakers are in there. The Hawks are in there, which leads me to my second thing that Rocket fans need to know. Clint Capella is back.
That is a big.
Remember Clint?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That is a big little addition.
He's coming back
that.
In the trade. Yeah.
Okay.
On a reasonable deal. You know, he's signing a seven for the NBA, reasonable $7 million. You
that's
know?
Not bad. Yeah.
I mean,
I'd go quick little $7 million. Yeah. How generous of him.
It's very nice of him to take a team friendly deal. So, So Clint Capella is back. We like Clint. Clint got sent out of here a few years ago, kind of unceremoniously, because they, if you recall, James Harden, for the second time in his career, had gotten tired of who he was playing with.
Yeah.
He got tired of Dwight Howard.
Right.
He got tired of Chris Paul, who he you know, leaned on management to go get.
Mm.
So then he leaned on management to get rid of Chris Paul, and they traded him for Russell Westbrook.
What a great guy.
Who then came here, and the Rockets realized, wow, he can't shoot.
Mm.
And anybody who's taller than 6'10" is clogging up the middle. So we got to trade Clint Capella. And they traded him, and they went with that small ball lineup, and yada, 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 COVID hit, and then the rebuild. Yeah, but we're here now. It all leads
but
to where
back.
We are now. And Clint Capella's back. And
I love it.
Clint's fun.
Yeah.
Clint's fun. So we like having him back. But, 7-team trade, man. I would not have been able to keep my attention on those conference calls.
No. Just, I get about a day, and I was like, I don't care who you said.
Looking attentive on that Zoom call would have been.
As long as KD, yeah. Just send me the thing.
Just give me Durant.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, just
don't
give me.
Care.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
Yes, it's all the. I bought an iPad this weekend. It's all the
terms
the
and
licensing
conditions.
And terms and conditions. I'm like, who reads this?
That's why
stuff?
They have lawyers, dude. And that's why lawyers.
I
got
to bring a lawyer to go to the Apple store.
That's why lawyers make a lot of money. Well, not for the Apple store.
Oh, I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying I got to bring a lawyer.
That's not the worst idea.
Though, I have one on the payroll. My son's a lawyer now. That's next time I shop at the Apple store, I'm going to bring my kid with me. Most people bring their kids with them so they can play on the iPads. I bring mine so I can make sure I get favorable terms and conditions
Please
on my
see my
new
advocate
iPad.
On my, like, this deal.
I speak to Sammy.
Speak to Sammy.
I'm gonna go look at the Beats by Dre headphones over here.
You still have those rights?
The people in front of us on the plane did. It's a big Beats right across the top
Love
of there.
Love to see it. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much.
It's good to be back.
Good to
see
have you
guys.
Back.
Yes.
Brito and Katie, man, we've been wondering if we were going to get a chance to talk to these guys this morning.
Not that they're not busy.
Good Lord.
Right?
The Salvation Army, who is heading up a lot of the work in Kerr County and a lot of the work in Central Texas. As it turns out, some of them are people that we know. Orlando is someone we had worked with several different times, and we wanted to see what the need was, because everyone's asking, like, how do we give back? How do we help? Mm-hmm. So we thought we would go directly to the source today. Frito and Katie, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are good. So
this
is Major Philip Swires. Can you hear us?
I'm the South Army officer in Kerr County.
Okay.
Which is, hey, Frito. It's Orlando.
Orlando's there too. Oh, we got everybody in the build. Good Lord. Okay. Yes.
So
this
Major
is good.
Philip. Major Philip is here to talk to us about the needs, obviously. They are great. I mean, they're the boots on the ground. They're witnessing everything firsthand. And I know we were talking behind the scenes about how Houston loves to give back to our own community, to our neighbors. And we have been fielding calls all day about how best people can go about doing that.
Yeah.
So Major Philip, can you speak to that? What is it that y'all are looking for right now in terms of aid?
Certainly we're in shock in our county, and for many of us, when disaster strikes, have gone to other areas in Texas along the coast with hurricanes, and we've traveled as far as Florida to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But with this being in our county and with the devastation that we're facing, it certainly is very different for us in our response. We have two employees who their houses are gone. And so not only are we serving the community, but they're out serving even though they've lost everything. And so it's very personal for everyone involved. The estimation that we had locally was that we had 23 feet that came in about 45-minute time period in the middle of the night, 4 or 5 in the morning. And where we are, certainly we were getting ready for the holiday weekend. And our large park is, right downtown on the river, which is where they do the big fireworks show. And so people gather there the night before, in campsites and trailers, the RVs that brought. And then there's also, of course, homes along the river just to get a spot to watch all the activities for the day and then fireworks at night. And so it really is devastation that while we knew there was a storm, certainly we've never experienced anything like this. And tragically, the last I've heard in Kerr County, we've had 68 deaths. And I know statewide, it's a total of, last I heard, around 82. Mm-hmm. It's for us, it's just, it's horrific. But also, we've also seen the goodness of people. We have over 1,000 first responders who are here helping us in that first stage of emergency response. And we have organizations that are coming from all parts of the state just seeing what they can do to help. The Salvation Army has set up a website. It's helpsalvationarmy.org, and there's a drop-down menu for these Texas floods. If you would like to support, we also have 1-800-SAL-ARMY if you would like to volunteer or, you know, help us. It's for us, it's long days. And with personal loss here in the building, as well as so many people in our community, right. At the end of the day, I get to go home to a home where I'm sleeping in a bed and realize how blessed I am. And so that just motivates you to get out there the next day. And again, just to try to bring some kind of comfort and relief to people that just have lost absolutely everything.
Walk us through your day right now. Like, what are you guys working on? What are y'all in charge of? How are you working to help everyone down there as the Salvation Army?
Sure. So, you know, it's gone in phases. So initially, when it occurred, they were moving those that had made it out to a parking lot, a large parking lot that was of higher elevation. And so they asked us to go and to provide spiritual needs for folks, just to sit with them because many of them were in shock.
Right.
Yeah. And just hug on them and just, you know, pray and thank God that, you know, their lives were spared. You know, and at the same time, you're trying to reach people that you're not sure where they are and their loved ones. And so it's just a range of emotions people were feeling. We quickly got, our canteen that normally goes out to serve other counties, activated, and we were able to bring in resources of, 4 canteens to help us serve. And so we worked with first responders to figure out the best places for us. And so we had a canteen set up to feed and provide drink and snacks to those 1,000 first responders that were here from all over. And then we've had those canteens parked at different elementary and middle schools and working with the school system here to get as close as we could to where the devastation is. And at the same time, have enough space so that, you know, people can park their cars and get the supplies and the food that they need. So it's it really has been wonderful to see, especially in the world in which we live, where there just it seems it's so divided and you can't really have conversations with people, to see that during a time like this, people have come together and actually just have given of their hearts to try to make the situation better. And, you know, we're dependent on people helping us. You know, this isn't stuff that we keep stocked here locally in Kerrville for a response is huge. Mm-hmm. And so we're just, you know, we're dependent on people helping us so that we can serve those that have just lost so much in their life. And, you know, for us, this is going to be long-term care. You know, they're still hopefully finding those that are missing because there's still dozens missing. And so it's still a search and response thing that's taking place. But at the same time, those who are without need and have lost everything, that they're also in the next phase because – everything is gone. And so the Salvation Army is bringing in today. We've got this huge tractor trailer that's nothing but showers. And so, you know, people can come and get a free shower from us. We have a tractor trailer load that's coming today that's washers and dryers. So, you know, just trying to take care of the immediate need. Right. And as people are giving us this stuff, it just allows them, not normalcy, but it just allows them to know that this community cares, the state of Texas cares, and we're just able to somehow bless them with the blessings we receive from others. And so, you know, any donation that someone can help through the HelpSalvationArmy.org site, would just be wonderful. We're anticipating that as the phase moves, you know, we'll be assisting with finding new housing and rent, utilities, and mm-hmm. just, you know, you think about all the things in your house, you know, just that we take for granted, that all of that's going to have to be replaced as well. So for us, this is going to be, you know, a long term for us here in Kerrville. And so we're grateful, you know, for your listeners. We ask for their prayer. And, you know, it's also the understanding, the blessing that, you know, we believe God's got us in the palm of his hand. And even in this tragedy, you know, people will respond from the blessings that they have just to bless those that right now are in need.
And the services you're talking about, these are things that the Salvation Army usually would provide, but obviously not at this level, not at this magnitude. And so when we are talking about the city of Houston, which is such a large city and a city with such a large heart, how best can our listeners give back at this juncture? Is it just making those financial donations? Do you need manpower? Like, what specifically do you think today would be the most helpful, knowing that, you know, in 2 days' time that could very well
change?
Yeah, it's
a very fluid situation. Yeah. But people who are wanting to give back right now, what should they do?
Yeah, it is very fluid. I don't know that I would travel from Houston. I mean, certainly Houston understands what we're facing, yes. And it understands the goodness of other people who come along and help, and you know, and so. We are definitely not Houston. You know, we're a small community where, you know, people know people who have lost lives, and we know families, and everyone has been touched because our community is, you know, very much smaller than what you experience in a huge city mm-hmm. as Houston is. You know, so it is very personal. And you know, so just financial assistance would probably be best in that it allows people to, you know, to choose what they want, to choose the clothes and the colors and the sizes, and instead of, well, that's a close fit, you know, we want to bless them and help them so that they have exactly what they need, you know, to help children, as you know, we're early in the summer, but school's coming. You know, just to get outfits, you know, for those that have made it through, that they can just get back to school with things that that certainly we would want our kids to go to school with. And it's just, you know, we're grateful for whatever we receive.
I think that's a really interesting point. Is, again, like, this is it is a fluid situation. We don't know where the need is specifically going to be in a week, in 2 weeks. Financially is a really, again, not to say easy, because money is money, but that's a very effective way to give back. And if you do want to make a donation today, we have that link on our website.
We're sharing those links with y'all, so you can make that secure donation straight to the Salvation Army. And the victims might not yet know what it is that they need. So you're right. The financial donations are the way to go.
Yeah, we're still hoping to find people. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is still very active. You know, the nice thing is, you know, for instance, you know, if we were able to bless someone with a gift card to a store so that they can shop for the exact things that they want, you know, that's, to me, it just allows them the peace of mind of knowing that even in this tragedy, the community has come out and allowed them through the devastation that they've faced to somehow have better hope for tomorrow. As small as those things are in comparison to losing where you live,
everything,
and tragically, the so many that have lost have been children. I just, you know, I go home at night, and like I said, I'm tired, but I have a bed to lay home, and I've got a family that greets me, and I can't imagine what a parent feels last night and again today, having to face the reality of what is now the rest of their life. And so any comfort that we can bring is certainly what we want to be a part of.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of an organization that just has a heart that allows us to do this. And I'm thankful to be in Texas where, you know, we have communities all over that are just so good at responding when there's tragedy, and certainly we've supported Houston previously because we've left here to go to other places, and this is new for us. So thank you for all the chances.
Well, guys, yeah, it's our turn.
I know it's
our turn to get back.
It's been a lot of long days. It's gonna be another long day today. Thank y'all. So much for taking a couple of minutes to talk to everyone here in Houston. We're all thinking about you. We're all praying for you, and hopefully we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah. God bless you, and thank you for all that you're doing and will do.
All right, guys.
So to find all of those links, go to our website, thebullhouston.com. Make your donations. Give what you can. And yeah, it's our turn to give back.
It is time to step up. Go check it out. Make your donations. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.